Yesterday morning, we were talking to Joe Renshaw about some of the ceremonies happening downtown and at the old Oak Grove Cemetery for Memorial Day coming up on Monday. But the guy who had been previously handling all of this before Joe took over a year or so ago, Jerry Ford, is on the line with us this morning because obviously a special place still in your heart for what happens across the street at the Gathering of Flags Memorial, Jerry, on Memorial Day. And Jerry's on the line with us this morning to talk about that. So once everything is done downtown, the parade and the old cemetery, things come over to the new part of the cemetery on the south side of the road. So how is that going to kind of lay out on Monday, Memorial Day, for you guys there?
Well, you covered what I was going to tell you. I was fortunate to find a person like Joe Renshaw that would take my place. Last year was my last, which I had to have help by Joe. I had some health issues and those kind of things, so I had to kind of limit stuff that I love doing, but too much was stressful. So anyway, I'm still doing the Gathering of Flags War Memorial part on Memorial Day. I'm still a bugler for the American Legion Drill Team, play taps. But I'm just so pleased with Joe Renshaw. When I had him singing in the earlier years, I mean, I knew he was good, but I never knew he was that famous of a singer and the stuff that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. But anyway, what we've got planned there for the Gathering of Flags War Memorial, we're going to honor Thank You for Your Service awards for following people: Stubb Hoig, Butch Wilbur, Robert Stempion, Victoria Scott, David Lindsay, and then one posthumously is Sergeant Earl Brooks. And something nice about that, the daughter, Rose Clark's going to be there, and she's going to tell a little bit of a really neat story between her dad and her uncle. And then we also have a gentleman that I knew and met, Ralph Beer, and he was in the Navy, and he was a petty officer, first class, electrician mate. And he had two tours in Vietnam, and he didn't want any recognition. He said after he got out of the service, he kind of didn't get into it much. But earlier, he was active in the Legion after I talked to him longer and things that he did. So I've got him talked into he's coming. So there'll be seven recognized, one posthumously with the daughter speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Joe singing, and he's going to be singing the national anthem and God Bless America. And Joy Villa, Lacadu Villa, is going to be singing God Bless America. I think I got it right, or is that the one he's singing? Well, I might have blown that one up. America the Beautiful. I'm sorry. God Bless America, America the Beautiful. Those are great songs. So they're going to be singing. And then, of course, Joe has Pastor Harold Jewell for the event that day, and so he'll be our pastor invocation. And another thing that I'm going to do is we're going to announce the potential of a revamping of the Gathering of Flags out there, that the city's going to apply for a grant, and I'm going to have handouts that'll show what we're proposing. And in addition to that, what I call Phase 4, I'm going to have the history of TAPS. I'll have a stone there. I've had a person that's donated money for that some time ago, and the money's still there. And this will be, I'll hand this out, which this will show. So this is some of the things that we're going to do there. And then one big thing also, we're going to dedicate our final monument for Killed in Action stone. And because Afghanistan war wasn't over, we couldn't finish the stone. And then once it was over, then we had the virus, and then we couldn't get the stone. And then the money's been dedicated for that stone by our good friend that passed away, Freeman Riddle. Made sure that he told his three children make sure that Jerry Ford gets this money for that project, and we do have it, so that'll be there. And then one sad thing I found out, the father of the Kasachuk family that always came and showed patriotism and were honored before, but the father was killed in a car accident, and we'll be mentioning that. And I'm not sure if they're in town. I went out to their house and left a note. But what a sad event, and they supported the gathering of flags forever.
Yeah, and always dressed in usually Civil War costumes as part of it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, you're always there for me, and thank you. You've been good to this community, and you do a wonderful job, Ken.
Well, thank you. And so it all starts. It'll be about 10:30 or so after the ceremonies at the old cemetery. People will come across the street then for the gathering of flags. Jerry Ford with us this morning. When this thing first got started, did you ever think it was going to end up being this big and that many monuments and all of the flags out there?
Well, the I'm not sure. Here's what it was. When I was talking to Dave, our former, he's retired now. I had a mini stroke, so my memory goes in and out right there.
Dave Sattler.
Yep. Yes, thank you. And anyway, and I met with him out where the flower project was, where I now have the Coldwater lettering out there. That was the project I started. And I said to him, I want to do this thing about flags and recognize the veterans and as I was over there, he turned me, and he had me turn and looked over there at the hill where the flags are now. He said, Jerry Ford, there's where you ought to put the flags and your program. And of course, I just drooled. I thought I never would have thought I could have that. Yeah. And it's beautiful. And that's how it started. Yeah. And I've been blessed with able to do it. I always wished I had done more. I was only a volunteer reservist, Coast Guard, which I don't regret that. But I always wanted to do more. And I thought, well, the one way I could do it was recognize those that did more, especially those that lost their life. Yeah. And that's how that all came about.
Well, bless you for doing all of it. Jerry, if not sooner, we will see you out there on Monday, all right?
Yes, thank you very much, and thanks again for all the wonderful work that you do for us.
Appreciate it. Jerry Ford, the gathering of flags at the south portion of the Oak Grove Cemetery coming up on Monday, part of Memorial Day activities.